Hello, Gray City, this is Adam. And for today's Lent reflection, we're going to be reading Luke 15, 11 through 32, the parable of the prodigal son. There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me." And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. Soon he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But his father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robes and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older brother was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he's received him back safe and sound.' But he was very angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you. I have never disobeyed your commands, yet you never gave me a goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you kill the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'" This passage speaks so clearly of the grace of God and the justice of God. It doesn't matter what we do and what we've done. As soon as we turn back to God, God is there to welcome us with open arms. He loves us so when we feel broken, when we are hurt, when we feel ashamed, no longer willing to be called sons or daughters of Christ. He is there. He loves us. He holds us. God is just. Note in the story that he says, "All that is mine is yours," when he's talking to the faithful son. God gives us commandments and things to follow in our day-to-day life. These are not for him. These are for us, for our good, not his. For our lives to make it better. There are consequences we do not follow. And just as the son who spent all that he had is not getting more, when we disobey God, there are real consequences to this. And we will feel those pains. Because God is good and God is just. But God always loves us, always welcomes us home, always wraps us in a big embrace and says, "Welcome home, my sons and my daughters. I love you. You are my son. I am so glad you are home again. So Lord, thank you that you are such an amazing God of grace and of compassion and of justice. Thank you that you have created systems for us to follow that are for our own benefit, that make our lives better each and every day. And Lord, thank you for your quick and easy forgiveness when we inevitably stumble and fall and do not follow your ways. Thank you, God. We love you. Amen.